I want to thank the partners for today. The Weinig family is sponsoring. It's Yudalef Iyar. It's the Rav Shitzes Yahrzeit today. And it's Ilui Nishmas Mechel Ben Moshe. And the Shom Shem Aliyah and the whole family of Simcha Naches and Brach. Okay. We're starting Perek Yuches. The actual Avodah of his Bodhidus. That's what we're beginning. The actual Avodah of his Bodhidus. Page Kuf Behe in the other edition. In this edition, it's on Reish Yud. Hachonil his Bodhidus. His Bodhidus Aru Yehi Shebet Chila. When the person comes to his bodhidus, you don't begin by talking. You don't begin by speaking. The truth of the matter is that in Breslov, there's not that much. He's a Breslover, a big tzaddik, a Breslover. And in Breslov, there's not as much talk in the Sforim or in this Sefer about the whole avoida of just being by yourself. That's itself a tremendous avoda. Levad. There's an entire Sefer that came out around 6 months ago from the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna called His Bodhidus. It's all safe. 200 pages called His Bodhidus, but it's not about what we're learning. It's not about speaking to Hashem. The safe is not about speaking to Hashem. It's the safe is about the inyan or the avoda of being in a frame of mind. And being in a way of quiet and awareness, so that your hisbodhidus will be effective. It's not really discussed as much in the breast of the swan. The truth is, it would be very kedai to spend like a year learning that sefer. It's not a hard sefer. Many of his swan are being translated into English, but this is new. I don't think it's in English yet. Although I've been told a lot of the things from Rav Schwartz's Swarm, they're out there online in English as well. So there might be Kedai. If you find something like that, I'd be interested to see that we could share some of those things. There might be something online from his Shiurim on his Bodhidus, Rav Schwartz, Rav Thomas Schwartz on his Bodhidus. It's about Levad. I mean, that's a very, very big part of his teaching. For those of you who are familiar with the Bilvavi, it's a very, very big part of what he teaches is how to enter into that state of quiet and awareness. And that's not really, there's a little bit here, but there's much, much more in the Bilvavi. And very practical and very straightforward. It's something which is really based more upon the Rabbi Avram ben Harambam's teachings and the Talmidim, from Rabbi Avram ben Harambam. So that's in that world. That's what Rav Schwartz is concentrating on. But there needs to be hachana. It's not just a matter of talking to Hashem. It's to prepare for that. Before you open your mouth, to sit, and to come to a place of yishav hadas, to a place of quiet and the place of that awareness of lifnei mi ata oimed, who in whose presence are you? That mindfulness before speaking. Umahu roitza lishol mi imo, who are you talking to, and what do you want? What is it you wanted to talk about? Don't just start. Obviously, sometimes you need to just talk, and that's fine. That's beautiful. But the avodah of his bodhidus is with yishav hadas. And yishav hadas means to first think, lifnei mi ata oimed, and you might want to say some kibbutz tehillim, and then to be quiet for a while, and to just try to think about lifnei mi ata oimed, and to think about what is it that you want to talk about. You might go into many, many other directions. But it's important to try to prepare. Besides the obvious importance of Yishav Hadas, this Barbel Kudei Halachas Rabbi Nosson explains that the best way of the Chachila is that before you begin to speak and to ask from Hashem, what you wanted to ask. Yisha Ezazman B'shtika. Ibn Asim writes about this many places, that there should first be a time of shtika, of shtika. Again, in the other svarim, the ones that really Rav Schwartz is tapping into, and also you see this, that the Eish Kodesh, the Pisetzna, Schus Eileinu, was also very, very strong in this avoda. It's called Hashkata. Hashkata, not the same letters as Shtika. Hashkata, meaning the silence, the noise. Not just the outside noise to go someplace quiet, but the internal noise, to come to a place of quiet, of silence inside of oneself as well. So Rabbi Nosson, in many places wrote about the importance of being able to have just a few minutes of shtika, Oh, az yisgagei v'yichsof l'Hashem Zbar. And to begin to try to, from that place of quiet, to begin to have gagum, to kisuf, from longing, to connect to Hashem. And through this time of silence and gaguim and just a longing to be able to make this connection, you'll be able to receive diburim, that Hashem will help you to begin to speak. Hashem will help you to say words. So it's already on here that there is such a thing in English. Okay. Ki im lo yaseh kein el yaseh ladaber me'atzmo. Because if you begin to speak without first asking Hashem for words, asking Hashem for the words, and waiting to receive some help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak, that's called Deichikas Hashem. Is that you're pushing, you're impatient, you're rushing. There should first be some quiet. Again, this is at the beginning. It feels strange, but over a few times, it becomes something which you can feel, and not on your own, when you're ready to speak. When there are words that you didn't even anticipate, and thoughts that are beginning to come into your mind, into your heart, and to begin to talk. Rabbi Nosson writes the following: Kikach yaderech emes shakol aroitz alageshes alakodesh leskayv atzmo laHashem zbar. This is the true path of anybody who is trying to draw closer to Hashem. Shahi ikar laharbus betfila v'sicha ben levein kano. Of course, a lot of his bodhus. Avagam ze ba'atzmo kaved ma'od. But this is also very difficult, very heavy for a person. It's very hard for a person. Achein tzvichin betchil lishayis. Lishhais Shah Achas Lamot Ki'ilan. Therefore, the way of this avoda is to first wait for some Shah Achas. Doesn't mean it has to be a mamish an hour, but for some time, quietly, and to be like a person who can speak Ki'ilan. Rak yishtoikek v'yichsav elav. Just all you have inside of yourself is a longing to be able to meet him, Hashem, to meet Hashem, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch. Yishtoikek v'yichsav elav me'omek libo be'rotzen chazak. Now there are many, again, as part of that world that Rav Schwartz is talking about in the Hezbod of the Sefer, there are many, many darchei ha'hasaga. There's a tzaddik in Yerushalayim I was to meet a few weeks ago and spent some time with. An extraordinary person. He probably doesn't want me saying his name. He's such a hidden person, so I don't think I should do it. Maybe I don't think I should do it. But he has already put out 11 volumes. They're not in the stores. You can't get them in the stores. But there are 11 volumes. All of these 11 volumes are on this subject of practices that we have handed down to us from the Kadmonim, from the Tzaddikim, about how to prepare oneself for his bodhis, just how to get ready. I think there are 11 volumes. Five of them are around 400, 500 pages. The other ones are around 150, 200. But it's all in this inyan that we have from the Tzaddikim of ways of preparing to have a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. maybe if I would read you from the table of contents a little bit, see just some of the practices that were used by tzaddikim of how to be able to bring oneself to a state of being able to have this quiet and this and to feel that there are diburim that are coming not only from yourself but are coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. But the aleph of all of this avodah is for the person to have a yishtaikikus, a longing to and a strong rotzen to be able to make this connection. The yochnes atzma lekras asicha, to prepare yourself for this hisbodus, for this talk, ben levein kono with Hashem, yitzape v'yitla ein of lamar, and to have a longing and to turn your eyes to heaven. Now, when it says lamarum, to turn your eyes to heaven, it doesn't mean that you necessarily physically have to look up to the sky, although that is one of the most common practices from the Nevi'im. Not because we believe that God lives only in the sky and he doesn't live here, but because of the expansiveness of the sky. One of the most common practices is also to go to the ocean. The environment is very important. We spoke a little bit about that months ago. The time of the environment. But looking, lamarim doesn't mean you physically have to look at the sky, although for many people that's a very, very valuable tool, is to be able to be outside and to look at the sky, to be by a lake or an ocean. The ocean is much stronger than going to a lake. But there are many, many visual ways of being mechazik this hachana, this preparation for his bodhis. And along the way, I'll mention some of them and talk about a few of these darchei ha'asag. It really goes back to how the Nevi'im were, what the Nevi'im were doing to prepare for Nevu. A Navi didn't just sit down and say, or stand up and say, like, what's doing? I haven't heard from you in a while. That's the Navi had to make hachanas. Music is very, very, very powerful. We spoke about that a little bit. Not the 2022 from hip hop. You understand? It's not a hachana. That's a hachana for aveirus. That's not a hachana for mitzvahs. But to be able to be in the kind of music of dveikus, and to be able to, music is one of the most powerful tools of being able to enter into a state of consciousness, of deeper consciousness. There are many, 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 many avodas. Saying certain letters of the aleph beis, and breathing is very, very powerful. Breathing. Anybody that is lahavdil has ever done a little yoga, so you know. And in all ancient exercise and all ancient meditation, breathing is the most important. Nekuda, breathing. Something that when we grew up, they just were happy if you breathe, just if you're alive, if you're breathing, but there was no avoda of breathing. But breathing is a huge avoda. The ancients, I mean, all of these secrets of that's in the Eastern world, they all originated in the Darchei HaNevuah from Nevi'im. And from Avram Avinu, that in the Bnei HaPilagshim, there was, these were all ways of preparing oneself to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the infinite, and different civilizations that have very ancient traditions. So they were tapping into many of these things. And of course, then it was taken into all different directions, all kinds of avodas are also. But the panemias of these things are all coming from the Nevi'im. They come from how Avram Avinu would prepare himself to be with Hashem. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was different. That by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam tells us, and we see that the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't require all of the hachanas, certainly not to the same degree that the other Nevi'im required hachanas. Moshe Rabbeinu was different. His Nevu was unique. But with the exception of Moshe Rabbeinu, all the other Nevi'im had to prepare. And his bodhus is what we have in our days now, is a shiraim of Nevu. It's a shiraim of that avoda of the Nevi'im. His bodhus. And it requires hachanas. It's not just, you can't just again, a person could always talk to Hashem. He's with us. But the Hezbollahs that we're going to be learning all the different stages of Hezbollahs throughout the rest of the Sefer, that requires a level of consciousness that that you can't, you have to work towards getting. It isn't just, it's not just putting your phone down for a minute or two. It's a certain madrig of consciousness, the achanis, to prepare. And hoping that Hashem will help to open your heart, to bring out from your heart words like that are warm words, like fiery coals, kegachle eish. Hashem should help you, that your heart should open. Everybody knows the Chazal, we spoke about this earlier, that the Gemara says that in the days of the Tanaim, they used to be shayin sha'achas kadem matfil. They wouldn't daven until they would spend an hour before davening in meditation. That's what they would do. An hour before davening, and then they would daven, and then there was an hour after davening, which is a different avodah. I'm not talking about right now, but an hour before davening, that's exactly what we're talking about. That time before tefillah, his pashtus of gashmi is to be able to become rid, or to unclothe oneself from the gashmias that we're in, which that's the avoda of making hachanas, to have that quiet. You can't even do this when your phone is near you, because that's already, that passes up this whole avoda. It's got to be someplace else. But to be able to make these hachanas is the aleph beis of his bodas. V'yashiv atzma heitev heichan hu ba'olam. And to think, and then to begin thinking, where am I in the world? Where am I in my life right now? What's going on in my life right now? That's really the ikar avodah of Sefiras HaOmer. It's not avodah. I think I'll talk about it a little bit on Shabbos. That's the ikar avodah of Sefiras HaOmer. Heichan ani ba'olam. Where am I right now in the world? I mean, that's what it means to count the day. To count the day means to try to look at yourself, who you are this day of your life. Where are you? And what is it that I've done in my life? What is it that I've accomplished in my life? Which is, of course, connected. That's going to come over the Cheshbon HaNefesh afterwards. And Ibn Nasim goes on to explain, that during this time that he's sort of waiting and quiet, should begin to think about how desperate he is for Rachmei Shammai. That's where after Shabbos we're entering into the week of Hod. That's the Ikra Avod of Hod, of being able to be honest and to be moided to Hashem and to admit to Hashem. That begins with Pesach Shem, and to be able to admit to Hashem as well that I'm so far from the person that you created me to be. It's not to, God forbid, get said, but to be honest and to be able to begin by opening up one's heart and confessing. The week of Hod is a time to confess Hashem Hod. And Lag B'Ayim is Hod Shabbat Hod. Because the Indian of Lag B'Ayim is all Hod Shabbat Hod. Hod also means splendor, and beauty means many, many things. But the yesod of that midah of Hod is the honesty of being able to say, I don't know anything. I don't know what I'm doing, and I've made so many mistakes, and so on. That's the beginning of the midah of Hod. Ach yizor ma'od. These are Rabbi Nosson's words. Ach yizor ma'od. Shamachshav say lo yapilu osav liyashu. So, how you have to be very, very careful that these thoughts should not cause you to become discouraged. Or to give up. Like we see, that's the Nina Pesach Sheni. The Nina Pesach Sheni is that there were Jews that said, "Anachnu tameim l'nefesh adam," that we're tame, we're impure, and they admitted that. And the Nina Pesach Sheni is to be able to admit that there are impurities in my life, but that didn't stop them. That didn't discourage them then they said, Lamanigar, why shouldn't I? Just because I've messed up in the past doesn't mean I shouldn't be able to bring a carbon pesach. So the fact that you have these thoughts about, these honest thoughts about where you are in the world, if they lead you to discouragement and to yeush and to despair, then you should run away from that. Chas v'shalom, you shouldn't get to that place. But the healthy place it should lead to is not giving up, but adrabba, having greater expectations of oneself and being able to ask Hashem to help. That's exactly what happened with Pesach Shem. They were able to bring down such a parasha. The whole avodah is hard until you come to Rabbi Shimon. That's already a tzaddikus. That's already a different level. That's not for now to talk about right now. Be careful that these thoughts shouldn't discourage you. So they bring to yeush. So when you ask yourself, where am I in the world? You shouldn't just, the natural tendency of a person is to be only honest about his faults or her mistakes and so on. But the honesty here of how this, to be honest about one's nekudas tovus, of course. To be honest about one, but about the good things in a person's life, the good things that we've done, and our good qualities, and so on. Nekudas HaTovus, Sheyesh Bo. Hod means beautiful. The beginning of Hod is to see what's beautiful in yourself, and to see what's beautiful in the world that Hashem put you in. What's beautiful in your family, what's beautiful in your spouse, and your kids, what's beautiful in things in your life, beautiful things that you've done, beautiful places that you've seen. It's also very powerful. Right, to make a chana, to think about some beautiful places that you've seen, that you could remember, not just in Eretz Yisrael, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, but other places that you could remember, and to with your mind to go to that place and to be in that place that's beautiful and that awakens within you strong memories of things that are beautiful and emotions that are beautiful and so on. If that's on your list, then that's great. Hashem. So this is all part of the hachanis. It's not. It doesn't only mean to chalila to think about the mistakes and the problems. It's chazik menakudas atayvus sheyeshbo. Meschus at tzaddika emes shalatzosim after chosim nishon bekiyim atzosim. And you should think that I Hashem in the schus of the tzaddikim who have told me that this is something that you want me to do, and this is something that you have a particular fondness for a Jew that comes in such a way to be with you, that this is something that's one of your favorite pastimes that you enjoy, you have nachas from. In the schus of the tzaddikim, you can say, in the schus of whatever tzaddik you want to say, in the schus of Rabbi Nachman ben Feige, in the schus of Rabbi Yisrael Bar Shem Tov, in the schus of the Chafetz Chaim, and other tzaddikim who taught us this, that this is something that's very dear to you. In the schus of all of those tzaddikim, the schus of all the Tanoim and Amorim, the schus of Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, the schus of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and all the tzaddikim, that I should be able to open my heart and open and say the right words. Atza says, but this is not my idea. This is the Eitzah. I got this Eitzah from Big Tzaddik. Big Tzaddik. They are the ones who gave me this Eitzah. Shabavada Yamlitzu Tov Ba'adam. And to believe that certainly those tzaddikim are excited when you're using their aces, and that their neshamas are aware of this. That here's one of my, this is one of my chavim, this is one of my chesidim, I got to help them out. And the tzaddik doesn't have to just be a famous tzaddik. It could be somebody that you had a person in your life that somebody that you love that was very very. Connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who speaks to Hashem or spoke to Hashem a lot, also to become part of that chabur, to be part of that chevra of Mizbeidim, of Jews who are in this parasha of Mizbeidim, to be part of that, to be connected to that, and to be proud of that, and to know that those tzaddikim. Those tzaddikim are excited to have you sign on to be part of that world of that world that was so important to them. But then the neshamas are aware of that. Nick, of course, are Rachmei Hashem. The schus of the tzaddikim and the schus of the tzaddikim who are alive, the schus of the tzaddikim who have died, and more than anything, Rachmei Hashem, Shein Lahem Saif, Shein Lahem Saif, which is infinite. Hashem's Rachmei is without end. Ki Shemei Tfilas Kolpe. He hears all of our tefillos. Mashiach l'kol ha'chayisim ha'bayichim boni brings the issue for those who trust in him. V'yamaluf na Hashem ka'ani. There's all the hachanis for his burdens. Stand before Kadosh Baruch Hu like somebody who is poor. Kedalu charash, like somebody who is absolutely impoverished, who has nothing. Because the Emma says we don't have anything. Even if you think you have, all of that is not yours, it's not ours, and it could be taken chalil in 1 second, it could all be gone. And not to come with the expectation that you should have these words and you should have this connection to Hashem because of your own schusim and the things that you've done. Although again, it's very important to think of your nekudas taivus, but to know that at the end of the day, it's like b'chesed Hashem. With everything that I've done that's good, like even Moshe Rabbeinu said, v'eschanel Hashem. I'm asking you for matnas chinam, for something that I'm unworthy of. And that's the basis of being able to come to Hashem is to be able to admit and to acknowledge one's lack of worthiness and to know that everything is Rachmei Hashem. The Bechlal that I could speak to, as we discussed last week, that I could even talk to you, that I have the not only that I'm allowed to come talk to you, but you want me to. You're asking me kivyachol to come, to be with you and to talk to you. And Hashem, it was taught to us that you're chanun, verachum, that you're compassionate. And as we spoke about, it means, I feel Chazal say, even leino hogun. That's what it means. Even someone who's completely unworthy, even God forbid, the biggest Rasha can come to Hashem in this way. And can have Hashem's ear, Hashem's rachim, Hashem's love. Here's a chan verachum. That's where all the davening of Elul and Rosh Hashanah Kippur says Meitshuva. It always comes back to these midas of Hashem, because unless you believe in that, then you really can't daven. Unless you believe be'emes that Hashem is filled with rachman, and no matter what you've done, habatech b'Hashem chesed is avivenu, that Hashem loves you and Hashem wants to hear what you have to say. And cares about what's hurting you, and is 1,000,000% there with you, with all of the mistakes and all of the problems and so on. And through that belief, and through that awareness, that you have absolutely nothing at all, except Hashem's rachman. Because if not for Hashem's rachamim, we wouldn't be able to take another breath. We wouldn't be able to walk another step. We wouldn't wake up in the morning. So rachmei Hashem. And through knowing that, and believing in that, and feeling that, that's ma'ore rachmei Hashem, that draws down Hashem's rachamim into the world, into your life. And then Reb Nachman says, v'yasal dabar ma'at. Slowly begin to talk a little bit. Don't just start right away with a whole tidal wave of dibur of words. Begin yasla dabra ma'at. And that itself is a tremendous avodah for many people. After being conditioned all of our lives to talk with the phone and with everything like that, there are people that you and I know that there are people like that. That when you ask them how are you, you have to duck if they answer you. So we're used to talking a lot, and we're not used to shtika, we're not used to quiet and being inside. The whole Indian of Rabbi Shimon is to take a person outside and to be able to have that quiet and to look at your life and to look at yourself from a higher place, Ruma Milo. To be able to look at your at yourself and at everything around you from a different perspective. And when a person is in that place, he doesn't have to right away start babbling and the talking and chattering, talking more and more diburim, to be able to just talk a little bit. And to hope and to daven that these are words that Hashem is helping me with, that Hashem is sending to me. Slowly, if you say that, slowly the words begin to get warmer and warmer until they become mamish kachle esh, like fiery coals. Depending upon how you long for this and how much shleikus long you have for Kadosh Baruch Hu, ken yiske l'service v'slavus v'diburim shem v'pchinas v'shafeha rish pe'esh shal heves ka. It'll be zeichet diburim, words that are words like fiery coals, v'shafeha, like it says in Shir Hashir, rish pe'esh shal heves ka. K'mesha kosev, as it says also in Shir Hashim, ki'aza kamarves ahav, that the love is powerful, is strong, like death, meaning it's something which we can't be put into words, and it's. And there's a zayich lama shneva behemshach apostik rishafer rishpeish shall have a scar that through that azok hamavis ahava a person can come to rishafer rishpeish. So that's Reb Nosson's words. The kol zet zarech lahak dishman. To be able to come to even a little bit of this, one has to be willing to give some time. Calls it tzarch lahak dizman. But tzarch lakachas hazeh b'cheshbon. Kechelik mezman shel hazbardus. And if you only have a certain amount of time for hazbardus, if you only can get away for a half hour, then make a cheshbon that to at least the first 10, 15 minutes before you speak, to at least work on this, these things. Hamakor l'lashanish Reb Nosson, l'shoy sha'achas, Nulkach midivrei Rabbeinu shehuva b'sichas Aran. When Rabbi Nosson wrote the words l'shoyis sha'achas, of course that goes back to the Gemara that we were talking about in Brachas, to wait before davening, but it's more directly going back to the sichas Aran to Rabbi Nachman. Siper li ha'ish anal sh'Rabbeinu tzivalei sh'ilai his brother shtei shos b'yom. Rabbi Nosson says that somebody told me that Rabbi Nachman told him that he should do his bodhis for 2 hours a day. Sha'achas she'elech v'yishtoikei. The first hour should be spent just on what we've been learning today. A whole hour just on what we're learning today, of just hishtoikikus, not words. Just hachanis and hishtoikikus and not words. Just an hour of this avoda. The weather's getting nice and the person can go on a Sunday morning or whenever it's a good time. I don't know if it's safe to go to night to be in these places, but to go someplace where it's quiet. And if it's nice weather, to go certainly along the water. We see that there's a very big inyan by the tzaddikim, where there's a place to go to. We see that in the Zohar Kodesh, the Giluyim at the beginning of the Zohar Kodesh took place by the water. Maybe when Shabbos afternoon a little bit. But by the water is a very, very big thing to be able to be by the ocean. So Rabbi Nachman said that 2 hours, 1 hour just for this avodah of hishtoikus, v'yachan asim l'dabar, to prepare yourself to speak. V'yarech liba l'kach, and to prepare your heart. V'achakach yidabar l'Hashem sha'achas, and then to speak to Hashem for sha'achas. Then to speak for them. We'll have the alfalfa of dollars if a person has to go to some important meeting. You make hachonis, you don't just, you think about what you're going to say. And of course, it's not any of the shtarkus kisufim, but it's not just, you don't just right away begin to talk. We used to give the marshal that if you're going to speak to the president, but Heintike president, you don't have to really make any hachonis. You don't think about going to the president. I don't mean anything against the office of the presidency, which I revere very deeply. You understand that. I'm a patriotic American. I'm just talking about the one who's presently occupying the throne, who I also have nothing against personally. Seems like a nice fellow. Just he should be on the golf course or something else. So we understand that a person thinks of a tzaddik. You're going to speak to a big tzaddik. Make a chanis. Think about it and get ready for it. And there's a certain time. You see from some of the Sfarim HaKadoshim talks about, like in Chabad, before the Chassidim would go to see the Rebbe, by the real Chabad Chassidim, Chanis there. Hours and hours. Chanis to go in for Yechidus to see the Tzaddik. Spend hours in Yechidus to go. Yechidus sometimes was for 5 minutes to go to the Tzaddik, but it could be hours of Chanis, preparing for hours, but the whole Yechidus could be a few minutes, but Chanis. Very big Chanis. That Hashem should put the right diburim, the right words to my mouth, and so on. And this is not something you should read from a script that you write. It's something that you think about, and not to have written it on a piece of paper or of course not on your phone to look up something with to say. Hanhogazu. So he explains the Anhagazu here, Eifer Amuvcha B'Yos. What Rabbi Nachman told that fellow was obviously that's the Luchat Chil, a whole hour of Achana, and then an hour of Zbardus. He told Rabbi Nachman told this person to do it every day. So I don't know what he did for a living or whatever his life was like, but I guess Rabbi Nachman knew that he could spare 2 hours. Not everybody can do this. Most people cannot do such a thing. That what Rabbeinu is saying is that at least lefachos sha'achas shabayisha v'achak yishpach liva lefnei Hashem kavuv l'kamran tinyana. So let's see what's the lashon of Rabbi Nachman. He says, "Amar shiratzayna shi'elanu kol ha'yoyim ezbardus levalos kol ha'yom hazeh." Rabbi Nachman said that he really would like us to do this the entire day, to spend the whole day. So what Rabbi Nachman didn't say, person should be learning, person should be doing other things. Because achlav kol adam yochel kaim zayis. Not everybody could do this. So back then, so Rabbi Nachman said that at least it should be an hour. Because even the lechatchila would be a whole day. But an hour is also good. Very good. And if a person's heart is strong with Hashem, and Be'emes wants to mekabel upon himself the all of Vodas Hashem. V'sonu shi'iyah lo kol ha'yom mizbordus. The ikar is that should be every day. And possibly kol ha'yom. The entire day. Doesn't mean not to do anything else. Not to take care of what you have to take care of. Means kol ha'yom mizbordus for that time that you have. That you're able to put aside. V'hizkir is ma'am ha'chazal. And the Gemara says, Levai she espalal adam kol hayom kulo. Halavai that a person should be able to daven the entire day. And kosa b'chayim moran. Obviously, in halacha there are very very big discussions about how to divide one's day. And when it comes to a man is chayv learn Torah. A woman is not chayv learn Torah. She's just chayv to know what she needs to know to keep the Torah, but she's not chayv to mitzvah Talmud Torah. But a man is. So how to work out this sugya of halavai yispal adam kol hayom. The halavai should be able to daven all day with the requirements to work and to learn. These are discussions, and halacha is not for now. But we understand. The point is that that every person should try to maximize the effort and to make some serious time for his bridles. Lachain, therefore, so the Mechaber writes, Gam Yisha Makdish Lizbordus Raksha, even if you only have an hour, and even if you only have less than an hour, Yakdish Ma Nikr Le Emda Hazu, Nechir Pnei Hashem. At least part of that time you should use on bringing yourself to this to this place of Pnei Hashem, Nochach Pnei Hashem, in being in Hashem's presence, feeling that the Gagum Mikisufan, and to feel some, at least some longing. La'achana le'dibur shvichas aleif, to prepare to speak. Yishuv daito, to have yishuv adas. Heichan hu ba'olam, to think about where am I in the world. Heichan hu ba'olam. The rachmonis on nafsho, to ask Hashem's book to have rachmonis. L'schazek m'nekudas ha'tovish shabayin, to think about after, he's just reviewing now, the nekudas ha'tovish that you have, the good nekudas, the schus at tzaddikim, to think about the schus of the tzaddikim that taught us this. U'betlias einu l'rachma Hashem, and to always have our eyes turned to Hashem and asking for rachmanis. She'en lehem saif. Because Hashem's rachm is ein lehem saif. During that time, one can ask from the depths of his heart. At the end of this, Hashem's Fasai Tiftach, the same way that's how we begin Shemoneh Esrei, that before Shemoneh Esrei we say, at this point, Hashem, I'm ready and I'm asking you to open my mouth. Hashem's Fasai Tiftach, open my lips. Ufi Yagiti Lasach. It doesn't say Vani Agid. It says, and let my mouth say. It's Kilu. My mouth is saying things that I never could have thought of, because these are diburim that are coming through Hashem. So we don't say ufi va'ani agid. I will say your praises. Hashem svasa tiftach ufi. My mouth, like ufi yagid. My mouth will say. It's like it just automatically will say. It's really a madrega, a certain b'china of ruach hakodesh. It comes out ufi yagid. He lasa tein li diburim imon kod shucham nashayim. Please give me words from your place. That I could appease you. I should say things that are pleasing to you. To praise you, to thank you. And to pour out everything that's in my heart before you. Okay, we'll finish this part next time.